Hi, travelers. It's Sophie Kaner, co-creator of The Penumbra, here with a couple of announcements before our last episode of season two. Oh my gosh, this has been the longest season of all time. We will be going on hiatus after this episode. We're not sure how long our break will be, but we'll let you know as soon as we can. Follow The Penumbra Podcast on Facebook or Tumblr and at The Penumbra Pod on Twitter for the most up-to-date announcements. In the meantime, $4 Patreon supporters can join us on April 27th for our live-streamed Season 2 Q&A, where you can ask me and Kevin all of your burning questions. The audio of the Q&A will be released to our main feed for all listeners later, along with a transcript, and anyone can submit questions to our social media, but there is a higher chance that your questions will be answered if you are a patron, plus you get to yell at us right to our faces, which I personally love. To find out more about the Q&A, go to patreon.com/thepenumbrapodcast. The post is visible even if you're not already a Patreon supporter. And with that, it's time for our season finale. Finally! Thank you so much for listening, travelers. And remember, if you're listening early, no spoilers.
Good evening, traveler, and welcome to the Penumbra. Take your seat, please. Take your seat. The junction lies ahead, so if you'll allow me just a moment. We are now approaching Fort Terminus. Our next stop, the Battle at World's End.
Again, are you?
I do not wish to, Investigator General, but I fear you are not thinking clearly.
Then I suppose this is like our first mission together, in yet another way. Fight me, traitor!
No.
No?
I will not fight you, Sir Caroline.
Pick up your sword.
No.
Pick it up!
I don't want to.
I don't care. Do it!
I appreciate the offer, but no thank you. I would much rather we leave these creatures be and assist our comrades against the weapon we're here to slay. Please.
Ugh! You haven't changed at all. We walk halfway across the world together and you still don't think I can be a threat to you, do you? I could cut your throat right now and you still aren't scared of me.
I assure you, Investigator General, that I am terrified.
And isn't that so convenient for you? That in your fear you can be the great hero, standing up against the foreign witch once and for all. Is that it?
Do you think, perhaps, the monster's fearful weapon has put us here, scared us both into conflict, as did the echoing beast in the cave?
Whether or not that is the case, these monsters know more than what they're telling us. If we interrogate them, we could find their senator, catch the monster responsible for this organized threat.
True enough, but...
No more buts! No more objections! Every one of you has been full to bursting with objections to my authority, and every last syllable of them is treason.
But why should our objections concern you so? They're only words.
Because I am the authority here, Sir Angelo. Me! And you may insist that this is innocent enough, that this is only one objection, but it always begins with one objection, doesn't it? You've no idea how tightly a woman has to hold on to her authority in the Citadel. No idea of the constant fear that weighs on every decision. The fear that a moment's acquiescence could damage my authority permanently. I am your commanding officer. I command.
That sounds extremely difficult, Sir Caroline.
I'll have none of your pity.
But do you really want to do this? Torture and kill unarmed monsters?
That does not matter.
Even if they have no say in this, even if their senator left them here to die.
If it means catching the senator, it does not matter either. Now help me interrogate these prisoners of war!
I have grown greatly under your command, Sir Caroline. I respect your authority as a leader, absolutely. And so if you say an action must be done, however distasteful, I am certain it must.
Good.
Therefore, I willingly accept any punishment you deem fitting for a deserter, because I'm afraid I have no choice but to help my comrades when they are in need.
You idiot! If you leave here, you will have accomplished nothing. The mission will be nothing!
If you say so, then I am certain it is true. In my own limited capacity, I feel we have accomplished a near shot at a monstrous senator and a path to save our friends in the nick of time. It is perhaps a personal failing of mine that I must use the latter. Friend Beast, I hope you understand that my personal obligations take me elsewhere.
What? What?
Could you please point me in the direction of the weapons balcony?
It's, a short run up that tunnel.
My sincerest thanks. Farewell, Investigator Senator.
What did you call me? Get back here, you coward! Deserter! You will do exactly as I say, because I am your commanding officer, your Investigator Senator! Senator! Take these bandages for your friend. Apply pressure to stop the bleeding. Field dressing should help him long enough for your escape. And if I see your snout in these wilds again, I really will run you through. Do you understand me?
I understand so very little right now.
You aren't the only one.
Sir Caroline, what are you doing here?
Listening. You made some good points.
I did? Saints above, what were they?
Oh, don't rub it in.
I'm not certain I've ever made a good point before, Sir Caroline. I would simply like to know what one looks like.
I will say, as rude as your Investigator-Senator crack was, I did find it useful. Thank you.
Investigator-Senator? What do you mean?
That's what you called me a moment ago. You didn't mean to say that, did you?
I have been told I have a tendency towards my mix-up, Sir Caroline, though I have never observed it firsthand. What? Was that another good point?
Just be quiet and run, damn you.
The two strongest humans approach me now. But it isn't over. I am almost whole. I'll just make them fear me. I will fill them with so much terror that they have to retreat.
Ooh, Sir Caroline, those chills again. This path to the left terrifies me.
Me as well. Sir Angelo, you were correct. This is precisely like our hunt of that Echo Beast. We have to go in the direction the fear monster doesn't want us to. Go left!
I send them more fear and more.
Oh my, but this terror is potent.
Then this is the correct path. Right!
More fear! I will crack their little minds with fear.
We must be nearly outside.
Through that magic bubble, now!
Creature is using its terrible screams to back Rilla up against the cliffside. She looks like she's about to walk off of it.
Then we have to stop that thing, and we have no time. A plan. We just need... Look, out there. That powder spread across the balcony, leaking from Rilla's pouch. Do you recognize it?
Saints, that's just what Mark used on the damselfly. It creates great gouts of flame.
And I can smell a recent explosion, a hint of magical fumes. They had a plan! The four of them were working on a plan to demolish that balcony. They've laid out that magically empowered explosive powder, and now they just need impact.
But if that's so, then they never finished laying it out. This might destroy the right half of the balcony, but the left...
Then while I'm detonating the explosives, you'll have to shatter the rest of the balcony on your own.
It is the same weak stone as the walls, and that was my masterful stratagem. But how do you know for certain their plan was the correct one, Investigator General?
The only thing I can know for certain is that all of you are extremely competent. And no matter how fearful I am for my authority or our citadel, I must surround myself with those whose observations I trust, so that I may act quickly. There is strength in that.
Strength in unity?
Strength in your upper body, actually. Just go and destroy that balcony.
Yes, Investigator General!
And all I have to do is distract a creature of pure fear and detonate this balcony at the same time. Wonderful. Bug! Over here, you literal pest!
Sir Caroline, be careful!
I said over here! Give me all the fear you can!
Get away! You have no idea what it can do!
Sir Caroline!
No, she can't! It's so terrible!
Sir Angelo!
Yes, Sir Caroline!
Kuan Yi, we should be immune to the cursed rock when we're outside of it like this, yes?
We should, so...
Oh,
Oh, I see. One portal coming up.
Quickly, Fred. This way.
I've opened the portal.
But how did Sir Caroline know it would work?
Just go. Quickly.
Rilla.
You can check on her when we're safe, Sir Damien. Run.
No, Rilla stopped.
I can't. My ankle is broken. I forgot. With my concentration on the portal, I can't keep Rilla's ankle bound.
The balcony.
Rilla!
Saints, I can't believe.
No, damn it, no!
Saints, it's a miracle. The balcony's wedged on part of the cliff space. She stopped falling.
No! Oh, saints, it's hatching again. And that spear leg the bug cut open its cocoon with wasn't a leg.
It was a finger. The whole hand is out, and it's bigger than the cocoon. How enormous must the creature inside be?
Rilla! I must follow her.
Stop, Sir Damien.
Even if it means shattering every bone I have, I must protect my love.
Don't be a selfish idiot. You're injured. She'll just have to watch you die before she does.
But I can't just leave her there.
You won't. I'm going down after her.
That big claw's dragging its cocoon towards Rilla!
The space inside that cocoon must dwarf this entire fort.
Which?
A hand leading to an arm and then another arm and then another...
Quan Yi!
What?
A spell that will allow me to fall more slowly. Use one!
Sure, yes, I have one of those, but then the portal...
will go out, yes. That's why the rest of you are going to go through the portal before she casts it.
And abandon you? Never!
Hush! Sir Damien, you are covered in mud and dirt.
Poor hygiene or no, Sir Caroline, the man has a point.
That's not what I meant. Do you have more dirt with you?
What?
Just answer the question.
I have a great deal of mud in my flask, actually, but why?
I'll take that. Now get through the portal. The three of you. Quan Yi, you will stay here until I've landed on the platform below. Then you will make your own portal to escape as well. Is that understood?
I can't believe for a moment
that
the portal.
How will you do nothing? We all die. So I suppose I'll have to force the issue, won't I?
Wait, I haven't cast the spell yet!
Then it sounds like you'd all better go through that portal before I jump!
Get away from me!
Let's hurry along, men. It's a long fall, but not that... Oh.
That's better! Sir Caroline, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking that you have a miserable habit of needing to be saved. And you really ought to do something about it.
Did you really come all the way down here just to criticize me?
That was one of two purposes. The second is to make you save us. Here.
A flask? I'm not, thirsty.
It's full of mud. Spread it out and then do whatever you did to make the lizard disappear. Quickly.
Leave me alone. Just leave me alone!
I told you I didn't help him escape.
That doesn't matter if we're both dead. Just spread the mud out like the dirt in the lizard's cell and save us.
But the stone here prevents portals, right? So how can I even...
You did help it escape, I knew it.
You are still suspicious of me? You said you didn't care.
An investigator is supposed to be suspicious. Each time I deflect this thing's hand, the balcony beneath us cracks, so hurry up. The portal will work so long as we're outside Fort Terminus.
All right, I'm on it.
You don't scare me. I'm invincible. You are nothing. To specs, you are nothing.
A simple rule for the baby beast. The more you insist that you aren't scared, the more scared you sound.
Keith, make us a portal to the swamp of Titan's blooms, please.
Would you tell that plant to hurry up? This platform won't hold much longer.
Sir Caroline!
My second birth is here, you old specs. They think you destroyed me. I'm invincible. You have nothing to fear. Nothing, nothing.
The portal's open. Hurry.
Farewell, fearful creature.
Ow, 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 ow.
Get off of me. Get off. What? What's so funny? Stop that. I said stop.
Thank you, Sir Caroline. You saved my life. Again. That was amazing. I don't know how you did it.
It wasn't very difficult. The witch slowed my fall.
I didn't mean that part. I could have done that part.
You could have jumped six stories off the edge of the world? Really? No, I don't
think... Can you chill out for, like, 1 second so I can finish complimenting you? You took the full impact of that weapon's fear powers, and then you jumped down after me when a monster with control over raw terror was attacking your mind. That must have been impossible.
Oh, well, that actually wasn't difficult.
Come on, don't act tough. It must have been the scariest thing in the world to you.
It was.
So it wasn't easy.
It was easy, because the only solution to that fear was to jump down towards the bug anyway. Fear does not always cause inaction. When we're scared, our reaction may be flight. But there is another that rises up within us. Some of us.
Fight.
That has always been my reaction. I think it yours as well, or else you would have escaped back into that fort instead of holding your ground on the balcony. I can't stand failure, especially not in this newest life. And so, when presented with it, or solely the possibility of it, I fight. Even when, perhaps, I should not. You are absolutely certain this lizard you've helped is not a threat to our citadel?
Absolutely.
Then I will ask no further questions. Just know that if I ever find out that was a lie, there is nowhere you can run that will keep you safe from me.
Okay, fair. Sir Caroline?
What?
You're really scary. And I'm glad you're on our side.
Well, that is perhaps the best compliment I've ever received.
Really? That's it?
What's it?
I give you the greatest compliment ever, and you've just got nothing?
You're there. Come on, Scales, let's go.
You are on a horse. Slow down.
Fine. Your hair is nice. I like the shine of it.
That's a start, but...
Rilla! Sir Caroline! You're alive! And in this swamp for some reason.
They're in this swamp because the keep brought them here. It told us that itself.
Mark and Aram?
Ow, I'm with us. Are you hurt?
I'm fine. I broke my ankle, but I'm okay. Thanks, Aram.
Oh, of course, that's it.
What?
It's none of our business, and I intend to keep it that way, for the sake of my lunch, if nothing else.
Looks like you haven't changed much.
Nor you.
I... yes. Well, I must thank you for lending me your brother, Amaryllis. He was instrumental in the defense of my keep.
Mark, is that really true?
Yeah, it depends. Would admitting to it hurt my chances at a knighthood, Sir Caroline?
Obviously.
Then nope, never met the lizard. But between you and me, that keep can grow some of the best net bombs I've ever seen. I might have to ride by here more often.
There they are! Rilla! Sir Mark! Over here!
My heart! The sight of your face is like the dawning sun.
What ho, Sir Caroline! And Rilla! And Mark! And a gigantic four-armed lizard I do not yet know, but I am certain I will... Saints above! That is the very beast we left the Citadel to slay! Stand back, friends, and Sir Angelo the Strong will save you!
Stop, my rival!
Yeah!
Sir Caroline, but it appears your sword is in the way of my killing yon lizard beast.
It is.
Could you perhaps move it?
No.
Sir, but... Saints above!
Not another word, Sir Angelo.
I just never would have expected. I never would have believed.
That I would protect a monster? I know. And if you breathe a single word of this in the Citadel...
I'm so happy you've made friends!
I have not, you idiot! No, I mean, of course I had friends. Have friends. That isn't the point.
Come here, friend, Sir Caroline.
Stop that. Stop hugging. Put me down, you.
That's a good idea, Angelo. I think I could use a hug, too.
Aha!
Oh!
Damien, Talfourin, join us!
Oh.
And now Mark, Dampierre, and the new lizard, who is evidently our friend. Up you go.
Sir Angelo, that's enough.
Yes, Investigator General.
But where did Quan Yi go?
She must have left once her job was finished. And for that, she's far wiser than I. I shall return to the Citadel immediately. I have reports to file, and I will need a comrade to act as witness to them. Sir Angelo?
Me? Your comrade?
This is not new, Sir Angelo. We've been comrades since...
I take the duty with highest honor, my comrade friend, Sir Investigator General Caroline. I will report by your side post-haste! Hup, 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 hup! I have now reported, and I am ready for duty.
Farewell, all. You've done great work this day. I am very glad to call you my comrades.
Even more friends. Saints above, what miracles!
Quiet. March.
Yes, Sir Caroline.
Well, that was a hell of an adventure, wasn't it? You guys have to tell me all about it. How big was the monster? Was it huge?
Mark.
Yeah, Rilla?
So, where will you and Tal be going?
Oh, I thought we'd hang around the swamp with you guys for a while.
What?
Yeah, I mean, this whole thing was to save Rilla, so I haven't seen her in a while. Plus, Scales and I had this whole, you know, reluctant partners thing going on, and I thought we could develop it a little more.
And there are all kinds of really cool bugs and plants in this swamp. I could learn so much from them.
Mantel, I didn't even think of that. There must be some big monster around here we can still slay. Scales, any idea where we can
Mark, Talfrey.
Oh! Did Rilla just yell at us?
I think so.
Why? What'd we do?
Just be quiet and maybe we'll find out.
Guys, you know I love you a whole lot. And right now, I need you to get out of the swamp and leave us alone so that I can have just one of the weirdest conversations I am ever going to have in my life. Okay?
Yes, Rilla.
Mark, what do you think they have to talk about so bad?
Yeah, I'll tell you when you're older, Dal. Let's just give him some bribes.
And with that, I think I should perhaps be on my way as well.
On your way? On your way where?
I didn't want to discuss it so soon after our victory. It seemed selfish to steal so great a moment with the stirrings of my heart.
But Damien, that isn't a problem at all. We're all here because of our hearts. That's what right now is for.
I'm afraid that my feelings may cause unnecessary conflict.
Just because he's a monster? I know it's a lot to take in, but...
I believe he means between you two, Amaryllis. I think I'll step away a moment.
Come on, Damien. Don't be silly. You know I want you to.
But that, Myrilla, is just the problem. Whatever my feelings for Lord Aram, you and I shared a life together. Two in unity. Simple. Strong.
But, Damien, what if it isn't that simple? What if...
I agree with you. I don't think it is that simple anymore. But our life was one way, and without me, you've shaped it toward another. Stepping back into a life where I was once loved... It is very painful, Rilla, to be loved too. And that is why I must go.
But Damien...
For now, at least. And in the meantime, I wish you two great happiness. Farewell.
Damien, please,
Sir Damien.
Lord Aram, do you have something to say to me?
Your cowardice disappoints me, though I suppose it does make a certain amount of sense.
Cowardice?
There is a poetic symmetry to this retreat, after all, is there not? Each of us has won a single duel against the other. It follows, then, that each of us should retreat from one duel as well.
This is not retreat, Lord Aram.
Then you will duel me.
Farewell.
Aram, what are you doing?
You mean to kill me, friend lizard?
Only to remind you, Honeysuckle. You and I had previous engagements, ones I hoped we would both want to see through.
Yes, I think I remember those feelings quite clearly now.
Admit it. You are as frightened and as curious about these feelings as I am.
And what if that's so?
Then you have a choice, Honeysuckle. You can either step away from those stirrings and never have your curiosity sated, or you can step towards them and find out. So, which is it?
I'll stay.
A satisfactory answer. but not a convincing one. I am disarmed. Think on your answer and think carefully. Then answer me again now that I can do you no harm. Do you want to try this? To try us?
I do. I do want to try.
Saints, two boys. Why did it have to be two boys?
Oh, Myrilla, please, off your feet. You shouldn't be walking with your ankle still in pain.
Everything's in pain right now. My ankle can deal with it. And there's someone I'm more worried about right now. I'm sorry, Damien. And if you want to go, if I move too fast and you need time to think, or I really hurt you, or anything, I get it. I'm new to this too, and if I was going to make any mistake, I'm sorry it had to be one that came out on you. I'm so sorry.
I still have fears, Myrilla. I haven't given this the depth of thought that you have.
I know. And I'm sorry, Damien. I never should have put you in a spot like that, but I think we'll have to answer those fears one at a time. Over a long time. If we want to give this a shot, that is. So, do we?
I do.
I do.
And I do. So, for now, maybe let's keep giving this a shot somewhere private?
The keep is just over.
Somewhere that isn't also your mom.
His what?
A fair point. Come, this way.
Meet me by the river, where the elderberries grow. When stars are silver, no one has to
Sir Caroline, I would like to thank you for the extensiveness of your report on the events at Fort Terminus. The monster you describe certainly explains some of the strange phenomena in the Second Citadel that I have described to you in my letters. It also explains some of the letters I will not be sending to you, the contents of which our scholars are decoding even now. The monster's assaults have become more sophisticated, and so our understanding of them must grow as well. I fear it is only our luck and your hard work which have limited the casualties of this living weapons assault. The spreading fires claimed only a single life, and property damage, though extensive, is repairable. In addition, your request that I revoke your title of Investigator General has been accepted. The reasoning you present is sound. Despite the success of your mission, you often failed to take the guidance of your fellow knights into account. You repeatedly threatened at least one innocent citizen of our citadel, and you disrespected my own direct orders to keep me abreast of your motions. You are clearly unfit for a managerial position. Therefore, you are hereby demoted to Journeyman Knight, as you requested. With that matter settled, I must commend you for your honesty and reliability. It is clear that you have reflected on your weaknesses in your previous mission, and that you are dedicated to improving your performance in the future. In combination, these traits make you an excellent candidate for a managerial position. Therefore, you are hereby promoted to Captain of the Guard within the Second Citadel, a position opened by the untimely death of the former captain, who died in one of the many fires he suggested we light. As Captain of the Guard, you will be fully responsible for the internal protection of the Second Citadel itself. Your primary responsibilities will include managing of the patrol officers who keep our citadel's streets safe on a day-to-day basis, as well as controlling all major threats that penetrate our walls. You will also be responsible for attending thrice-weekly meetings with myself and the Captain of the Journeyman Knights, during which you will report fully and truthfully on your work. It is extremely possible that you will see this promotion as a form of punishment, Sir Caroline. And in response, all that I can say is that it is extremely possible that I do not care. Your skills are needed here, and a knight goes where she is needed. That is all. You will begin work next week. Rest until then. Change, though necessary, exhausts even the best of us. Congratulations and condolences. Queen Mira of the Second Citadel.
Captain of the Guard. Some nerve. There you are. Come here, Gawain. Did you miss me? Have you been a good little puppy while Mummy's been gone? Of course you have. Of course you have.
Oh, he's been good, all right. If you call peeing in the corner of the hut for weeks on end, good.
This again.
This again? Really? That's the greeting I get. The witch who almost died saving you from the big splat off the end of the world?
You did not almost die. Either you were gone before I ever touched the ground.
I was not!
Or you lost your touch because that landing was rougher than usual.
Well, I can't have lost my touch. That's ridiculous. So I suppose we know the answer to that mystery.
Why did you think...
Why are you yelling at me? I feel like you're always yelling at me.
Because you broke our rule. You followed me on official business. Butted your wand in on my job. Do you know how risky that was?
No risk at all. We played the part perfectly.
Or how condescending?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Well, it was. So, thank you, but never again. I can take care of myself.
I see. My Caroline, oh my sweet, sweet frostbitten girl. Do you really think you can stay mad at me? Do you?
No, I don't. Which is somehow even more infuriating.
You always did like a challenge. Why not be glad that you decided to spend your life with one?
That isn't going to work this time.
It isn't. Isn't it? I found your letter, by the way.
Why, what? I just tore that up. You were following me through the jungle, weren't you?
Oh, hush. You already forgave me.
I did no such thing.
It was subtext, sweetie. We all heard it. Captain of the Guard, eh? It seems like you're settling into the Citadel nicely.
Perhaps I am.
You're comfortable here? Finally?
It's certainly closer than any other place has been.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Captain? Hold on. Are you wearing my jerkin?
You left it here, and it looks better on me.
I didn't say you could borrow it.
Oh, would you like me to take it off?
You had better.
If you've enjoyed this tale, please consider donating to the Penumbra on Patreon. Our artists work tirelessly to bring you these stories, and if you have the means, we hope you will support our efforts. Every dollar helps. You can find that page at patreon.com/thepenumbrapodcast. If you support us on Patreon at the $10 level or higher, you'll receive access to commentary tracks like this one, from co-creators Sophie Kaner and Kevin Vibert.
Getting to explore different types of relationships, mm-hmm. because I just think we've seen the same types so often over and over again. And I don't even, for once, I don't even necessarily mean that in a heteronormative way. Yeah. I think beyond that, I think there are ways of queering relationships beyond sexuality.
Totally. You can also support The Penumbra by liking us on Facebook, following us on Twitter at The Penumbra Pod, following us on Tumblr at The Penumbra Podcast, telling your friends about us, telling your friends to tell their friends about us, and especially by rating and reviewing our podcast on iTunes. Every rating, comment, and kind word spreads our stories further and inspires us to keep creating more and better tales to come. We would like to give special thanks to all who support us on Patreon, but especially to Minchowski, Amy Tombolson, Ezra Acton, Ota Arcana, Backtracks.fm, Garrett M, Jay Yanazelli, Karen ZH, Reagan, Kim Zeigen, and Jamie Gunter for their incredibly generous contributions per episode. Thank you. Did you know that the Penumbra has merchandise for sale? It's true. The Penumbra has partnered with DFTBA to bring you the posters, shirts, and pins your heart desires. Just go to DFTBA.com and search for the Penumbra Podcast. This tale, The Battle at World's End, was told by the following people. Melissa Enulat as Rilla, Matthew Zonzinger as Sir Damien, Jason Mellon as Talfrin, Melissa DeJesus as Quan Yi, Leslie Drescher as Sir Caroline, M. Sutherland as Sir Angelo, Noah Symes as Lord Arum, Stefano Purdy as Sir Mark, and Kat Buckingham as Queen Mira. The Penumbra is created and produced by Sophie Kaner and Kevin Vibert. If you wish to know more about our ever-expanding, infinitely creative team of artists, musicians, editors, designers, and managers, you can read about them in the show notes of this episode. I'm afraid this is the end of the line for today, dear traveler. We hope you will ride with the Penumbra again soon.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.